Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. All right. Here we go. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, for your spiritual kickoff, we're going to be in Deuteronomy. Okay, so Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30. The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight on your behalf. So it's Old Testament time this week, guys. Old Testament time. That's right. So first of all, where is Deuteronomy, right? Sometimes, guys, it can be confusing. It's actually the fifth book of the Bible. Okay, so as you should go up to your Old Testament, you should be able to scroll over to the fifth book of the Bible. You'll find Deuteronomy. And I want to give you a little context here. What's going on in Deuteronomy? What are we talking about? The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight on your behalf. Well, Moses, he was the author of this book. And he starts off by giving a recap of what had transpired to some of the Israelites after they left Egypt. Okay. And Mount Sinai is referenced at the beginning of this book. Okay. And it's a pretty cool story where they went, as they went through some of the issues that they faced. He really unpacked a lot in the first opening, sections of Deuteronomy and what they faced. And he was trying to encourage them to, of the happy land of Canaan that they were headed to, because that was the ultimate end goal, right? And what did they do? What did the Israelites do? Well, first of all, they sent out 12 spies to go scope out the terrain, and they wanted to see what was in front of them. They needed a report. They needed to feel good, right? And guess what? That report came back and they still wouldn't move. They wouldn't move. They were having a pity party of all pity parties, is what I'm talking about. I mean, and the sad part is, think about how close they were. How close they were. And they just wouldn't trust him. Just wouldn't trust him. And that is so sad. They made excuse after excuse. And they even said, you know what? Some of the people that we were encountering, they're bigger than us. They're taller than us. Ultimate intimidation. Ultimate self-reliance. They were just scared to death. How many of us are in that same boat? How many of us are scared to move forward because maybe someone in our path is bigger than we are, or stronger, or have more influence? Or maybe they have more followers on Instagram. They have more friends on Facebook. They're more popular. But whatever you can think of, guys, we're going to come up with excuses. It happens. And what I'm telling you is, that is not what Scripture is pointing us to. We can. What does it say right here? God goes before us. He's going to fight on our behalf. He gave these guys, verse 30, as an added assurance of his power. And you know what? They still didn't trust him. They still didn't trust him. So, guys, I want you to be encouraged here. As men, I get it, guys. We want to do it on our own. We want to figure it out by our power, by our strength, our way, our time. That's wrong. all the time, God is waiting for us to deny ourselves and to seek his way. But we have to deny ourselves to seek his way. We can't just keep thinking, you know what, we're going to be able to do it on our own. I got this. You know, I got this. He goes before us. He goes before us. He's fighting. It doesn't say he's sitting still. He's actually fighting. That should get you so fired up, guys, you're just ready to go out and just run through a wall. This is something you need to remember. God is, you know, we don't worship a dead God. Our God is live. He's active. He's everywhere. He's all-knowing, all-powerful. And he loves you. And if you're a Christian, you are chosen. You are a part of his chosen people. You have the power within you right now with the Holy Spirit to overcome the world. But you have to tap into it. I want you to be encouraged. Have hope. Seek his will in all that you do. And remember, God is fighting on your behalf. On your behalf. Have some hope, guys. I need you to have some hope. Now, this Wednesday, we're going to be talking about hope. We're going to be talking about a great book, a wonderful author. He's going to be unpacking some topics that, guys, get deep. We're going to be talking about mental health and have some different areas that impact our lives. And ultimately, I want you to have hope. And there's a question for you guys. Do you believe there is always hope? Do you believe it? I mean, do you believe this scripture that your Lord, your God who goes before you will himself fight on your behalf? Do you actually believe that? Guys, if you have any questions, you're in the right place. We're here to help you. We're here to serve you, to give you encouragement, to give you ideas, to help you in your walk, guys. That's what it's all about. So I want you to come back. Check out the Meet episode on Wednesday. We'll be digging deep. It's going to be a powerful conversation that's going to help you in your walk. Now, if you're enjoying this stuff, guys, again, you know, I'm going to ask you, share it with someone. The only way that we're going to get the line within us out there and get growing is that you guys have to take action. You know, I'm not great at social media. I'm actually pretty terrible. But I, you know who's better than all that stuff? God. He's got the algorithms way more than anybody that I need to worry about on how to figure out how to get this stuff out there. I know he's going to do good work, but he's going to do great work through you guys. So I'm asking you, lean in, share it with people. Go to the website, lionwithin.us. Check out the Bible study. Check out the Lion's Den. Check out the blogs. I'm trying to write some blogs that get out there to encourage you guys. Give us a rating. Write a review. All those things. I know it sounds like a broken record, but they do matter. They make an impact. So guys, remember Deuteronomy 1:30. The Lord your God, who always goes before you, he will himself fight on your behalf. I pray you find that encouraging this week. I pray you have a great week, guys, that you're out there, that you're doing the things that God wants you to do, that you're living according to his will, and that you feel encouraged and strong and motivated and moving forward. And that this spiritual kickoff did just that. It kicked you off. So I want you to have some fun, be encouraged, and go out, unleash the lion within. All right, guys, are you looking for something fun to do for a date night? I got it for you, and you're going to thank me forever. It's called the Sexploration List. It's going to open up a fun conversation to come together on the topic of sex. So to get your copy of the Sexploration List, we partnered with Uncovering Intimacy, and they have many more resources that are going to help you and your spouse come together, have a great conversation, and grow your sex life together. And we know at the Lion Within Us, to be a lion, to be the leader, you need a strong marriage. And that part of that strong marriage is a strong sex life. So guys, go to thelionwithin.us/sex. Use the coupon code LION at checkout, and you'll get 10% off your order store-wide. So that's thelionwithin.us/sex, coupon code LION. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.